Welcome to the Next Gen Work Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Ross. I help leaders support working parents so that they can recruit and retain the best people. Join me as I interview experts and provide insights into the struggles that parents and caregivers face in the workplace. Learn how your business can become a place where parents feel included, supported, and valued. Being a family-friendly business isn't just a nice to have anymore. For the next generation and those that are raising them, it is critical. Welcome back to the Next Gen Work Culture. Today, I would like to share with you my Future Ready Work Culture Framework. This framework will give you everything you need to know to build a business that is ready for the next generation and supports those who are raising them. The Future Ready Work Culture Framework will help you foster a work environment that's ready for the next generation. And what do I mean by that? Employees are seeking workplaces that are supportive, empathetic, and family-friendly. We don't want our daughters going into the workplace that was really designed for our dads and grandfathers. So by taking the time to build a family-friendly work culture, you're setting your organization up for success for many years to come, because these are the values that employees are really looking for nowadays. More than 40% of employees are parents with children under 18, and almost everyone will be a caregiver of some kind at some point in your life, or at the very least will need some care from someone else. So with such a large percentage of employees being parents and caregivers, you absolutely must learn to support this group of people. You really can't afford to lose employees due to a lack of support or flexibility or understanding. So with just a little bit of planning and perseverance, your company can really create a work culture where everyone feels valued and included, even the busy working parents and caregivers. So the Future Ready Work Culture Framework will give you the how-to, the steps to take to start really making some culture changes. And those five steps are the analysis phase, planning, rapid actions and long-term changes, and then maintenance. And this is really not unlike building a family. The first phase is the analysis phase. This is kind of like getting to know each other when you first start dating. You first meet someone and you really want to learn as much about them as you can before you decide if they're the one for you, right? So you might learn their stories. You might, you know, get their history. You really want to get to know them. Similarly, if you want to make changes towards a more family-friendly work culture, you first need to get to know your employees, your data, and your strengths and weaknesses. So how are you going to do this? Well, you can survey your employees with, you know, digital surveys you send out, ask about their children, their spouses, who they might be caring for. Do they feel supported at work? Do they feel like their manager cares about them? Are they struggling with work-life balance? And even better than employee surveys is having one-on-one actual conversations with as many different employees as you can. In this phase, you also are going to want to audit your policies. Look through all of the HR policies or company policies and compare those to your competitors. Look at your parental leave, the return to work after parental leave, your paid time off, or do you have anything like care days, your family planning and mental health benefits, lactation support, your flexible work policies, and all of that. And compare them to your competitors, the people or the organizations that are, you know, in a similar industry and market as you. And then, of course, pull all of this data together, gather all the information into one nice, pretty report, and identify the areas where you're doing really well and the ones that might need a little bit of improvement. And the next stage, after you've done your analysis, is the planning. This is kind of like, as a couple, you know, as their relationship continues, they might decide to settle down together and start a family. And the more planning that they do here, the stronger that foundation is going to be for their family in the future. Similarly, this phase is super important for your business. You do not want to skip over having a really strong action plan before you move forward. So look at your research from the analysis and prioritize the areas that you identified as areas of need. Put those in order. What is the biggest area of need? Where do you need the most work? And put the areas of need, you know, kind of in a list from top to bottom. And then identify your key players. Who are the stakeholders that are really going to care about this process? Form a team that's going to include some people from HR, some managers from all different levels, and employees from as many different departments and stages of life as possible. You might also want to consider which experts you may need to bring in. Like, are you going to have some consultants come in to talk through different, specific parts of this? Are you going to need your lawyers involved? And then comes what I think is the fun part. Get together and brainstorm ideas. How can you make improvements in each of the problem areas? Tackle one idea or one area at a time and come up with all the ideas that you can. The sky's the limits here. Doesn't mean you have to use all of them. Just get them all out there. And then talk about what can be addressed through policy or benefit changes and what might need training. What, you know, what problems are due to a lack of knowledge? And, you know, what might you have to solve in other ways, like maybe building an on-site childcare facility? Be creative. Think outside of the box. Remember, this phase is all about just getting all the ideas out there. And then put those ideas together into a clear, actionable plan. The third step of the framework is like starting a family. This is where things are going to happen really fast. When you have a child, anybody who's ever had a child knows that things happen so quickly, especially in that first year. They're hitting so many milestones, one right after another, and the parents are just focused on trying to have the strongest and healthiest start for their kid as they can. For the business, the rapid action phase of the framework really is about taking fast, quick changes that will ensure a strong start to this culture change. You're going to choose your highest priority items and get to work on them really quickly. First of all, if you had any compliance issues, any areas where you noticed that your company is not complying with local laws and regulations, obviously you need to start there. Fix that first because that's a really big problem. And then you need to identify some of the quickest wins. What are some things that you can change really quickly, implement easily without much time or money investment? Start with those, and that'll help you really gain some momentum in this effort. And then start by focusing on your top priority items. So worry about compliance issues, find a few quick wins, and then look at that list from the analysis phase and your priorities. What were the biggest areas of need? Where did your employees say they really want to see the most change? Get a few action items in there that aren't going to require a whole lot of time or money, but will really move the needle towards achieving that goal. And work on that area first. This will all really help you start to demonstrate that you are committed to changing the culture and will help you gain momentum and feel like you're really getting somewhere quickly to help, you know, get this going. But the next phase is where you've got to really buckle down. This is the long-term changes. Kind of like raising a child is a, you know, long game. The parents will really focus on, you know, ensuring healthy growth and steady development all throughout the kid's childhood And those early years can seem like a lot of work, but hopefully the parents will start to see it pay off as their kid grows up into a well-rounded and healthy child, or, you know, well-rounded, healthy adult eventually. So in the case of a business, this stage will include a lot of work to make slow but steady changes to the work culture. This can seem like a really daunting task, but try breaking this stage down into several milestones to make it feel a lot more achievable. So look at your benefits and policies and decide what needs to be changed, what needs to be improved. Like, do you need to make your parental leave more equitable? Can you start offering care days where caregivers can take time off to care for someone else? It's not quite a personal day. It's not quite a sick day. It's something completely different. Can you offer that? Can you improve your family planning benefits? What things like this can you change? And some of them may have to be done over time, right? You might write a parental leave policy that doesn't take effect until 6 months from now or something. So update and create some really clear policies, improve your benefits as much as you can for things like pregnancy loss, returning from leave, all of these things that affect parents and caregivers. And have a plan for when you're going to implement all of that. And then you're probably going to need to design a training program as well, especially for leaders. Train your managers to support working parents. Please train your managers to support working parents and caregivers of all kinds, and teach them how to accommodate pregnant employees, how to support breastfeeding and lactation at work, and just how to, in general, be flexible and compassionate and understanding of the needs of working caregivers. In addition to training leaders, offer some education to the parents themselves, such as employee resource groups and workshops, or maybe even online courses by like sleep professionals or lactation consultants and such. Offer access to those. And if you can, give them time to complete it at work, because it's going to improve their productivity, promise. And offer or provide some training for all of your employees, regardless of whether they are a parent or caregiver, some kind of inclusivity training to help them be understanding of the accommodations that may be given to some people and the importance of supporting lactation at work or being flexible with their coworkers. And although some of this is going to take a really long time to plan or implement, just stay focused on making steady improvement. As long as you are improving, that is great. And remember to break your really big goals down into several little milestones to make them seem more achievable, just like our babies have all these little milestones as they grow up that we're watching out for. You know, when do they sit up? And then when do they crawl? And then when do they walk? All of that is leading up to being able to run, but they have all these milestones along the way. The final phase of the framework is a lifelong commitment. This is the maintenance phase. So just like having a child is a long-term commitment where, you know, strong communication and adjustments are going to be really important to being a thriving family, it's the same for the business. Your business needs to commit to continually improving and working on this culture. So check in with your employees. Go back to that survey phase from the analysis. Send out the surveys every year or once a quarter. And continue to have check-ins one-on-one with the stakeholders that were an original part of the planning. Make sure you stay up to date and informed on all the trends in your industry. Continually check on what your competitors are offering as far as benefits and such. And keep your policies and your trainings current. Keep your benefits up to date to stay, you know, relevant and competitive with others in your industry, but also make sure that you're staying up to date with any new laws and policies or compliance that's coming out. And just remain committed to being a family-friendly workplace. Share your commitment. Put it in your job postings. Put it in a press release. Share it on social media. You know, get it out there, because that is going to help you so, so much with recruiting great employees. And having the family-friendly workplace is going to help with retention, employee productivity, and so, so much more. If you are interested in downloading a free copy of this framework, please go to CourtneyRoss.com/framework, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. That's CourtneyRoss.com/framework. And I really hope that it gives you plenty to consider and think about as you begin to foster a more family-friendly work environment that's truly ready for the future of work and the values that the next generation and the current generation are really looking for. If you find yourself looking for more support or would like to just talk through the framework, I'd love to connect with you. No strings attached. You are free to book a call with me at any time, and I will also make sure that the link for that is in the show notes as well. Or you could reach out to me on social media, find me on Instagram or LinkedIn, or send me an email at Courtney@RossLearningSolutions.com. I hope to hear from you soon. And until next time, take care. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take just a moment to leave a rating in your podcast player and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care.